The Diary of Juliet Thompson. June 10th. On Monday, again I went to the master at 7:30. As I got off the bus at 78th Street and Riverside Drive, I saw him at the center of a little group, standing beside that strip of park that drops low to the river. The part we love to call his garden. A forever hallowed spot to us, for there we sometimes walk with him in the evenings. There he takes his daily exercise, or escapes from the house to rest and pray. The people who were with him this morning were Nancy Scholl and Ruth Berkeley, Mr. McNutt and Mr. Mills, and as I hurried to join them, I saw that the master was anointing them from a vial of attar of rose. Oh, the heavenly perfume! The pale early morning sunshine and the master, all in white, glistening in it. No one else takes the sunshine as he does. He is like a polished mirror to the sun, the ecstatic, intoxicating love with which he rubbed our foreheads with his strong fingers dripping with that essence of 100 roses.